Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. I'm caught up in your presence. I just want to sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than anything that you can do. I just want you. Yeah, I just want you. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you. Nothing else. Nothing else. No, no. Nothing else will do. I just want you. Nothing else. Oh, no. Nothing else. No, 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 no. Nothing else will do. I just want you. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. I'm caught up in your presence. I just want to sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than anything that you can do. I just want you. So take everything. I don't want it. I don't need it. God, won't you take everything? I don't want it. I don't need it. God, I just want you. Yeah, I just want you. I just want you. I just want you. Mm-hmm. So take everything. I don't want it. I just want you. I just want you, yeah. I just want you. I just want you. Won't you take everything? I don't want it. I don't need it, God. I just want you. We just want you, yeah. Well, won't you take everything? I don't want it. I don't need it, God. I just want you. I just want you, yeah. Oh, won't you take everything? I don't want it. I don't need it, God. Won't you take everything? I don't want it. I don't need it, God. I just want you. I just want you, yeah. I just want you, nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you, nothing else, nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you, nothing else, nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you, nothing else, nothing else, nothing else will do. I'm caught up in your presence. I just wanna sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never wanna leave. I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't know me anything. More than anything that you can do, I just want you. At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the greeter. Greeter, are you there?
You're calling from, and I'm going to ask you to be silent in your mind and prepare your spirit, and as the word's going to come forth this morning, that's going to enrich, enhance, and empower you. And we're just going to open this call up in prayer. Again, my name is Bonita, and I am here in New Jersey, and I welcome you to the Master's Call. This is our telecommunications sanctuary. Good morning, Father God. We thank you this morning for just being you, Father, the great I am, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. Father, there is nothing that is happening right now that you are not aware of, Father. And we just thank you for each and every moment that we have. And we thank you for each and every challenge that we have, because you are shining and reigning over each and everything, Father. Father God, we ask that you continue to keep the co-founders and guard them, Father. Continue to bless them and just keep them sheltered, Father. We have people that are grieving, people that are having challenges, Father, We know that you have this all covered, Father, but just continue to let them know that you are there, Father, with them, and we thank you for that as they turn to you. Father God, we ask you to touch the heart and the mind of the person that's going to share this word with you, that's going to share the word this morning, Father. We ask that you just plant in them, Father, that the word that you want to share is going to help us get through this day, Father, just this day. And we're not going to project anything else, Father. We appreciate you so much and love you. And thank you again, Father. And this prayer is in my brother's name, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. I'm going to turn the call over to the host this morning, and thank you so much for allowing me to greet you. My name is Bonita, and this is the Master's Call. Host, are you there? Well, okay, as we go forth with the call.
Good morning, Bonita, can you hear me?
I sure can.
Praise God, good morning to you. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning, giving God praise for another day, another opportunity to uplift the name of Jesus. Good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, giving God glory for another opportunity to call on his name and honor him today. Let me share just a little bit about this call. It started back in 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And with that, their yes, they stood on God's word, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day, each and every day. So invite someone to come on every Monday through Friday and say, "We are lifting up the name of Jesus here on the Master's Call." We got a website. It's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And then you'll notice that all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, our theme for this year is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. So with that, many of you might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this ministry, and we invite you to do so. You can greet, as Minister Bonita did. You can host, which is what I'm doing. You may even have a song in your heart you want to share, or a word from the Lord that God has put in your belly. We definitely want to honor God with you serving him. So send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Now, what got us started for the most part is this wonderful health and wellness company called Artists International. It was established by Antonio Diaz de Leon over 30 years ago, and now we are under the umbrella of Artist Life with our wonderful Alejandro and Elvia Diaz de Leon spearheading everything in that company, and it is growing substantially with the wonderful health and wellness products. Get with the person that have invited you to this call, and they'll share more information about these awesome products. And also, you can get on the new morning, the new morning motivational call that's held every Wednesday. Well, actually, Monday through Friday, but today is Awareness Wednesday with the dynamic duo. I call them the health and wellness couple. Diamond President Reggie Flanagan and his lovely wife, Victoria Flanagan, who is Awesome. And sharing great information on these products and what they can do. I'll get with you and tell you what the topic is today. So with that, I'm going to get out of the way and introduce to you. Well, first, let me give you that number so you can get on that call to hear more about these products on Awareness Wednesday. It's 712-770-4005. Again, that's 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. That's 294-617-pound. Now I'm getting out of the way because we have a woman of God. I tell you, she's always ready. She's always ready to serve. She's always ready to give the people what God has placed within her. She is a woman of God who was born in Mississippi. Hello. Yes, she is a woman of God who has stood on God's word throughout the years. She's gone through so many situations that many probably would have just fallen by the wayside. But she stood on God's word. She believed in God's word. She trusted in him holding her through it all. And I tell you, she is a woman who's been around the country, around the world, and she has served as a chaplain in the Army. She has served as in the Air Force, I think it is. I could be wrong. Correct me if I'm incorrect.
Army is right. Army.
Army, okay. And she has served throughout everywhere she's gone, giving God glory in all that she does. So I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, our dynamic, one of the co-founders of this wonderful call, Miss Super Fantastic, Mrs. Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. Are you there?
Here. And I can hear you, and I think you can hear me, Minister Brenda.
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Thank you so very much for all that you do. You are a super fantastic prayer general, and I absolutely love and appreciate you so much. Thank you. Thank you for that introduction. Yes, don't get me mixed up with the shuffling Air Force. They do the Air Force shuffle. We do the Army March for real. And I tell you one thing for sure, we all work together to make this country safe. I do thank God for our Psalmist Kaylin, who is, you all, those of you who are new on the call, need to know that she is only 18 and get up every Wednesday and grace us with the songs that the Lord blesses her to lead us into worship, and she's always phenomenal. I love you, my dear, and thank God for you. Thank God for Minister Bonita. And Minister Bonita, I just was thinking years ago when you deemed this the virtual sanctuary, little did we know that we would come to the day where we are worshiping God in a virtual sanctuary on Sunday as the norm. And I just tell you, we don't, any of us know what it is that God is doing with us at the time, but we understand it better by and by, as the old song says. I do want to honor Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, my sister in the Lord, and I tell you the truth, without her, this call would not be for real. She's the glue that holds us together over here, and I give her props this morning and thank God for her. All right, you all, let's get at it this morning, as Como says on CNN. Let's get at it. Let's see what the Lord has to say for us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we do thank you, and we bless you because you are God, and you are God all by yourself. And we love up on you, Lord, and we are just waiting to hear from you. We have been asking for a word in the midst of the situation that we find ourselves in, and we thank you that only you know all things, hallelujah, can see all things, powerful and can do all things. And so with that being said, Lord, we step back and say, speak as only you can. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, TMC family. I am so happy to be with you this morning. On Monday, as I came to you, I deemed that Monday was a marvelous, magnificent, miraculous, magnanimous, money-making month of March. It was the first Monday in this month. And, you know, that was just the way that I felt that the Lord was giving me to bring it to you and to say it to you and help you to pop it out and get ready to go and understand that we are in a really, really good place, right? I believe that I intentionally, for some reason or another, forgot that it was Mother's Day, Mother's Recognition Month, and I didn't throw that M in there at all. Maybe it was because my mother died on September 17th, 2002. I don't know. Maybe it's the fact that I'm not in the church seeing those church mothers every Sunday and Wednesday night, Bible studies Tuesday nights, and receiving those big hugs and smiles and go on, Pastor, you know you got it. I don't know, but maybe it could have been that I'm struggling with the fact that as a mother, and I am a mother of two, I would not be mothered this year in the normal way on this Sunday. I won't have the hugs of my children and see the smiles of my grands and hear JD say, GG, you know. However, with all of that being said, when my, I know you all going to say it, it's ours, Dr. PK. But when my mother, Joseph Weatherspoon, 96 years old, came on the call on yesterday, and she said what she had to say and gave us her prayer, something clicked on the inside of me. Something clicked that says, everything is going to be okay. It's really going to be all right. And so I thank you, Jesus, that we are here, and today we are declaring and decreeing that we are the children of God, ready for us to receive all that you have for us, remembering for real that this money-making, miraculous Mother's Day month of May will bring us everything that you know we need. Because what we think we need is not what we really need most of the time, right? You all, this is a super fantastic time. I want us to know, yes, we are looking to the new normal, because what we used to celebrate on Mother's Day, we will not this time. And one of the things that we would not have done, and I know that some of you would have gladly done, it would be to break the fast on Mother's Day. Dr. PK, we fasting through Mother's Day? Absolutely. Yes, we are. You can't go out to no restaurant. You don't need to be cooking all that stuff at the house. Just get ready. Yes, yes, yes. Three, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Three. Why fast now through this time? Why? Can you not see, Dr. PK, you and God? Can you all not see that we are already dealing with so much mess? Can't you see? Yes, 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 Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, we can see. It is my desire, says the Lord, to take your mess and give you a message. You are my voices, said the Lord, and I want to give you a message from the mess that you are sitting right in the middle of. Therefore, the subject of this message, which will be a part two message, is fasting through my weakness. Yes, I know Dr. Vanessa is surprised at that. Fasting through my weakness. She and I have it going on with that right there, that subject thing. My subject, fasting, one more time for the Holy Ghost, through my weakness. Not falling out, quitting, but I'm going on through. We are on a 10-day quarterly fast, which started yesterday. Today is the second day. Each of you should have your prayer partners. If you do not have your accountability partners, it's because you did not call me to get one. I tell you that God is already doing miraculous things for me. I don't know about you, but already doing miraculous things for me. 2 Corinthians 12 and 10 says, that is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, not just weakness, but weaknesses and insults. Delight in insults? Yes, Lord. Delight in hardships, in persecution, and in difficulties. Why? For when I am weak, then I am strong. Listen up. Listen up as I set the foundation for this message, and that's about all I'm going to be able to do today, look like. And I'm going to conclude it on Monday, so don't worry about it. There are no coincidences or oops in the Lord. God does not make mistakes. It's no coincidence that I did not know that I would be speaking today until yesterday. That was not coincidental with the Lord. It was already planned that way. You and I need to realize and remember that we serve an all-knowing God. He is an omniscient God who sees all and knows all. And only God could have awakened me at 3 a.m. this morning after I had been up late strategizing with my new business partners. And I thank God that I heard Mr. Greg Evans come on at the end of our greeting this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And Miss Corleen Chavis, I love, love, love you. And thank God for the both of you joining me this morning, because you all told me that you would be up and at it with me. That's what we do when we're on this kind of team. Thank you so much. Only God could have been as specific as he is with this message, so that we can have clarity on why it is important for us to fast right now. When I said that, Minister Sharon, you jumped up in my spirit. I love, love, love you, girl. This morning, when I asked God, what shall I feed the flock today? I don't want to just give them the same old, this is what you get from fasting. Most of them already know what they know the benefits of fasting. I don't want to just talk about the gifts that's associated with the fast as a result of being obedient to the fast. I kind of want to do something else this morning. And God says, before I could get it out good, he says, I want you to talk about the number six. Number six? Talk about the what's with the number six, Lord? He said, well, today is May 6th, is it not? Yes, Lord. I don't know about you all, but I love talking with God just like I talk to you. God is so awesome, and he loves us so much that if we just take time and realize that we are to be in relationship with him, then he'll talk to you the same way. And so I said, okay. He said, today is the 6th of May, and I want you to talk about how that six is going to relate to the fast. I said, all righty, let me get busy at it. So he sent me over to Genesis, and the first chapter, the first book of, you all know, Genesis 1, 27 and 31. So God created man in his own image. Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Now, you all, as I think about God sometimes in this Bible, I said, now God was kind of like Elisha David Roberts was, my first husband, who was really a math nerd. Numbers meant a lot to him. And when I look at and think about the number 7 and the number 12, the number 3, I notice, you know, we know the meaning of those. And then I look at this number 6. I said, okay, Lord, when I look at 6, what is the meaning of 6? Now, I want you all to know that this is not just a historical study of this here number 6. It's prophetic as well. Yeah, but I need to give you a full disclaimer here on me, and that is that I'm not trying to promote anything mystical. I'm not trying to tell you all to go out and play the lottery or nothing, or any mumbo jumbo or any of that kind of crazy stuff. I'm not trying to do that. All I'm wanting you to understand is this number six means man, and it means that we are a fallen creature and that we are weak. Yes, that's all I'm wanting you to say. That's all I'm wanting to get. Don't want to be too deep on it. The number six refers to many things in the Bible, but it is first mentioned in Genesis 1:31 when God created man on the sixth day. And according to many biblical scholars, just as the number seven typically signifies completion or perfection, especially of God, the number six is one just shy of that, which means imperfection. More specifically, it refers to our imperfection, to the fact that we have sin, to the fact that we are weak. What did I say my sermon is? Fasting through my weakness. Fasting through the fact that I am clothed in this flesh. Fasting through the fact that we fail when Adam went and ate that forbidden fruit and then tried to claim that it was because of that woman that you gave me. Fasting because we ourselves can't take ourselves through this. So we take that fasting and we connect it with prayer, okay? So God, I can't fast through this Mother's Day season. I can't fast through this magnificent money-making Monday month that Dr. PK keeps proclaiming. I can't. Well, I want you to know I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yes, 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 because I'm going to get on my knees when I feel weak. I'm going to call my accountability partner and say, hey, I need a little help, 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 right about now. And we are going to make it through. Somebody ought to say, high five me virtually and say, hey, I got you. You are right about that. You all, the number six I would want to talk more about here in the Bible, in Joshua and Jericho, the sixth chapter of Joshua, is where we read that Joshua and the Israelites marched around Jericho once a day for 6 days with seven priests, each carrying a trumpet. Now, I want you to remember what I said. Seven means perfection, but six what? Is one shy of perfection, which means imperfection. We are imperfect beings, and we need God to help us to perfect this and whatever it is that he gives us to do. Bless the name of Jesus. He's given us to fast during a difficult time in our lives. None of us have faced what we are facing right now. None of us have gone through this before, but I am so glad, somebody said with me, I'm so glad that God is with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us, says the word of God. He is here to protect us, to keep us, and to help us to make it through this 10-day fast. Somebody ought to say, she's saying that right, because I'm definitely going to need the Lord. God's fourth commandment tells us to work for 6 days and rest on the seventh day. We just threw that one completely away. Folks just work all the time because they say they can't get it all done. Some folks say that they need more hours in the day. Yes, 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 I hear you bringing me on in. But God says, I created all things. And if I, God, is the creator of all things, I did it in 6 days and I rested on the seventh day, what do you think I want you to do? I believe that all of us should take a day, I don't care what day you call it, and rest during the week. You're going to find that you will be more refreshed. He knows our weaknesses so well that we can't continually to work 7 days a week and be as productive as he wants us to be. I'm going to have to stop right here, but I'm going to pick up here on Monday and continue to work on fasting through my weaknesses. The scriptures that I want you to read and to just go out there and help you a little bit more with this, I'm going to give you two more. I want you all to know that this is a time when God really wants to do something special for us. And because the devil knows that God wants to do something special for us, he's going to do everything he can to prevent you from getting that, okay? So I want you to go out and read in Psalms 73:26, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. I want you to read 2 Corinthians 12:9 and 10, okay? Those scriptures are going to help you as you recognize that you're feeling a little weak, but the power that you need is going to come from God himself. Oh, come on and take it, Minister Brenda, because you know I got to preach on right now. I'm feeling like going on down the road with this one. God bless you.
God bless you, Dr. PK. This is Keisha. Sorry about that earlier, but thank you for that profound, rich word on fasting. Fasting through our weakness is needed for such a time as this. I'll ask you to come back and close the call with a benediction after a few announcements. Let's pray over our prayer request. Father, it's in your most precious name, Lord, that we come before you this day that you have made, Father. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, I thank you for your daughter this morning. Father, thank you, Father, for filling her well, God, and allowing her to pour it upon us, oh, Father. We asking you right now, Lord, that you fill her cup again, again, and again, oh, Father God. Lord, give her restoration, Father, in every place that she needs it, Father. We pray, Lord, that her family is blessed beyond measure, God. Thank you for her in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up Pastor Vanessa and Mother Josie right now, God, asking, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you saturate them with more of you, oh, Father. Thank you for Mother Josie, oh, God, Lord, as she prayed for us, oh, Father. Thank you right now, God, for hearing her prayers, oh, God. Lord, we ask right now, Lord, that you restore unto them, Father, everything that they have given out. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for the Diaz De Leon family and every artist life distributor, Lord, that you're blessing them with wisdom and favor, Father. We thank you for the ones that are sick in their body, Lord, as we hold to the hem of your garment, Lord, that you're releasing your virtues right now. We call out Lucille Williams and Aunt Jackie, Father, Reverend Charles Jackson, J.D. Alex, oh God, Lord, that you bless them in this time. Father, we pray right now for everyone on this call, the bereaved right now, Lord, that you're comforting those that are mourning right now. We pray for the TMC family and everyone on this call, that the favor of the Lord be upon us. Kaylon Christopher, Kenneth Stowers Macy, Cynthia Cox, Minister Benita, Robin and her daughter, Mother Blackwell, Father, and each and every person under the sound of my voice, that the favor of God right now, God works in our life in a mighty way. We thank you in Jesus' name. To hear this powerful playback message, you can dial 712-432-1085. The pin is 957-677-pound. Once again, the new motivational call is next at 712-770-4005. The pin is 294-617-pound. It's Awareness Wednesday, and the topic is hypothyroidism. So we asking each and every one of you to jump on that call after this. Once again, thank you, Minister Benita, for greeting and open the call with that powerful prayer. Thank you once again, Minister Kalen, for the beautiful worship unto our Lord this morning. And once again, Dr. PK, thank you for that powerful message this morning. I'll call you back to close us with the benediction.
That is Minister Keisha Lee. Bless your heart. I just got the message that you were muted out, but bless you. I'm so glad that you came on. That's what persistence does. That's what teamwork does. God bless each of you as you go out today. Isaiah 40:29 says, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. God, we thank you today as we release into the atmosphere and upon those who are hearing right now your love, your strength, your power to go forth and fast through these days to receive what you have for us. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. God bless you. Have a super fantastic day, my friends. Bye-bye.